This is Dr. Mariah White, host of Your Life Matters. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
This is Jenna Burt, host of the Confessions of a Military Spouse podcast here on Public House Media. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media. Once you're done with this episode, I hope you'll come check out my show, Confessions of a Military Spouse, where we dig deep and talk about the unspoken hard truths of what it's really like to be a military spouse. A new show comes out bi-weekly. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes so you never miss an episode of Confessions of a Military Spouse. Thanks again for checking out the following broadcast on Public House Media.
What is up? It's Julianne Condia, your host of Rewritten. Public House Media told me that we have in the network the best retention and listening time. So what that means is that you all are listening to the episode completely and thoroughly all the way through. And I was so proud. It made me so happy just to know that you're really, did you know 10% of the population consider personal development? Think about that. They're weary about it. They think it's a joke, this self-help stuff, whatever. Only 10% of the population. And I have to tell you this, there's this quote, sometimes the weight you need to lose isn't on your body. I think, you know, there's also another quote I could just keep coming at you all day is work on the weakness that weakens you. And there's no telling how far you will go. I think in order to work on a weakness, we have to be able to identify it. We have to be able to move through it. We have to be able to see how we're putting limitations on our life and figure out how to level up. We're either spiraling up or we're spiraling down. And it makes me really sad to think 10% of the population makes personal development a priority. Personal development is my transformation. That is why I am where I am. That is why I've done the things that I've done, is because I've tackled my mindset. And when I say tackle my mindset, it's not like I have it on lock, you guys. I struggle. But because of personal development, I'm able to be more aware of it. I've created tools and strategies to work through things instead of having no clue why I was struggling so much. My mom will say this, you know, I've been on this journey for almost 5 years of really practicing self-development, self-care every day, not perfectly, but every day for almost 5 years. So crazy, especially coming from someone who couldn't follow through with fitness, who hated fitness, who was more obsessed with binge watching TV, going to the bars, all that kind of stuff. Like, it's really wild. And, you know, I'll share my story. I share my story publicly, which I do because I just know it can relate to someone. And if I can relate to someone and give them hope or have them feel connected that they're not alone, it's worth it. It is so worth it. And that's how I approach sharing my story, is it's not really about me sharing it and getting it off my chest. It's more of my intentions are, who can I reach today with my story to connect with them so they feel less lonely. But my mom will say, Julianne, I didn't know that you struggled so much, because I'll share trials and tribulations that I've gone through. And my answer to her, Mom, I didn't know either. I had no idea, but I was struggling with so much anxiety. I was struggling with stress, weight gain, just body bashing. And when we body bash, it's a mindset. When we look in the mirror and whatever we see, it's all a reflection of what we're thinking. It's not really our body. And it's not our body telling us that we're this, this, and that. It's our mind. And so for me to think 10% of the population, oh, let's go with 90% of the population thinks that personal development is not worth it. They think it's stupid. They don't make it a priority, whatever. Like, you fill in the blank there. it makes me so sad. So I am just grateful that you're here, because I think that working on your mindset is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself, especially if you see potential in your life and you see more for you. You're made for more, and maybe no one's told you that, and maybe you're not around people who talk like that. And that's why tribe is so important. That's why this journey, I've stuck to it, is because the people I surround myself with, they say you are like the five people you surround yourself with. And I surrounded myself with people I wanted to be like. I surrounded myself with people that care about growth, and they care about becoming better, and they care about not suppressing and running from things, but just really figuring out how to get better. And they don't settle, and they don't go complacent. And I just even think, like, Eric and I are turning 30, and I don't want to live the rest of my life just how I am now. Even though I love my life, it's really good. I just know that there's more, and just knowing how much more time we have, I want to continue to grow. And so the people that I surround myself with are people that care about being healthy. My friend, I could share quotes with you all day. My friend shared a quote that 100% of parents are willing to die for their children. Like, they're willing to do that. Only 30% of them are willing to be healthy for their children. What in the actual heck? Right? That is so wild. And my friend was over the other day, and, you know, before we had our girl time, we knew that we would get a workout in together. And I looked at her after our workout was done, and I just said, I love that you value working out as much as me. I love knowing that when we get together, that working out is a priority in both of our lives. Because people who work out move their body. And again, it doesn't have to be a CrossFit workout. It doesn't have to be an at-home workout. It doesn't have to be a gym workout. It can be a daily hike, a daily walk. Like, you are moving your body because it matters. I just think about what level that takes of mindset, of how important that is to the person. And when I'm looking for tribe, and when I'm looking for who I want to surround myself with, people who work out care about themselves. And I used to think that working out was all about looking good. And I think that's why I hated it so much, is because I was gaining weight and I was using fitness as a punishment. And so I just didn't have a good relationship with fitness. And I just would honestly mock people out of insecurity and jealousy. I would, oh, not another gym selfie, to when I would see something on social media, because of an insecurity that I had, that I didn't love it the way that they did. Then I started my journey, and everything flipped for me. Fitness became an outlet. Fitness became a way to feel less stress in life. Fitness became a way of having more energy, a better perspective. It helped me think better. It cleared my thoughts. It gave me new thoughts. It just was my time to grow. It was my time to dig deep. And it all switched for me because I switched my mindset with fitness and self-care and who I surround myself with. That I value people who want to talk about getting better versus talking about other people. I value my marriage life group that we have every week, that they hold on such a deep respect of value of marriage. And we all connect about how we want to get better, or things we're working on in our marriage, or things that we're struggling with, and finding solutions and having a positive outlet to lean in on a community that values marriage in the way that God values it. And so then surrounding yourself with people like that, you want to have a good marriage. You want to work on your marriage. You want to live life in a way that serves your partner. And it's not by accident that Eric and I love being married. It's not by accident that we hold each other to such a high standard. It's because the people we surround ourselves with, the tribe that we have, values it. I remember times where Eric had friends that didn't value relationships, where they were gossiping or putting their significant other down. And I remember Eric coming home and just saying how much that was bothering him and how he just couldn't wrap his head around that. That's not what he wanted to emulate. That's not what he wanted to be a part of. But it makes so much sense to me. Not the bashing of the spouse, but you won't hear Eric and I doing that. When you're around people who do that and that's who you hang out with, you're more likely to just start doing it. And so he put up a boundary. He removed himself from that group because he knew that wasn't serving him. It wasn't serving our marriage and it wasn't serving the vision that he had for his life. And we surround ourselves with people who value that, who talk highly of their spouses, who love on their spouses, who love marriage. It's the same thing with friendship. So when you look at my inner circle, they value fitness. They value mindset. They value working hard and being good at what they're doing because of why they're doing it. The people that I surround myself value themselves enough to not lower expectations and let people walk all over them. And that's so important to me with my growth and the growth of them, is that we feed off of each other. And so friend, if you are finding yourself in a space that self-care is not being valued, self-care is not a thing, you don't like self-care, I really want you to take a look around you and in your environment, who are you hanging out with and what do they value? What do they talk about? Do they talk about all the latest things with the celebrities and shows and whatever, social media? Or are they valuing relationships in their life? Are they spending time with the people that they love in their life? Are they going on adventures? Are they leveling up? What are they doing in their life? Are they constantly complaining about their job, or are they finding a positive spin on it? Jobs can be stressful, totally. We can't help the outside influences, right? And how they feel, but how are they finding the light? And I want you to be aware of that because it has such a huge impact on you without even realizing it. So for me, my tribe, they speak life into me and other people. The way that they talk about other people, I've done an episode on this, is that gossip isn't bad when people are gossiping awesome things about people. I love that. I love being around people and they speak so highly about how much they love this person or how amazing of a friend they are or whatever. And I just think that is so awesome that that person is not here and they're talking so highly of them. I respect that person so much more. I even told Eric the other day, I said, Eric, did you know that a lot of my friends speak so highly of you when you're not around? Obviously, I do too. But he said, are you serious? I said, yes. They think you are the kindest, most servant-hearted man. And it just makes my heart so happy. And you should have just seen the smile that crossed his face. That is who I surround myself with. People that talk highly of other people and encourage people and love on people and find solutions. They're people who aren't getting bogged down by life. When life hits, because it does, we have a choice. And we can see the light in it. We can see how it's teaching us something. Teaching us more love, more gratitude, stillness, allowing us to be more present. When pain strikes, it's so hard. And having a tribe, someone said, You never know how important your tribe is until a crisis hits. Isn't that so true? Where even when pain hits, your tribe breathing this belief into you gives you hope. So friend, what do you value and what do the people around you value? It is having an impact on your finances, on your mindset, and on how you live your life. And if you're looking around and it's not what you want it to be, self-care and personal development matter always, whether you have an awesome tribe or you're really looking around being like, this is a good gut check. 10% of the population cares about mindset. And I am telling you this, that the reason I can talk to you the way that I'm talking to you today is because of personal development. That my greatest transformation in the last 5 years has everything to do with what I'm feeding my mind. So I want you to take a look around. I want you to think about what you need to do. And if there's anything, it's jump into some PD, is what I call it. Move your body and figure out what kind of tribe you want in your life. You're amazing. Take a screenshot of this episode. Tag me on social media. And I just appreciate you listening. You're incredible. Thank you for being a part of this community and being a part of Rewritten. Thank you so much.